Thank you for joining me. And I thank you for joining me. This is Rebecca J. Steiger. I am your host. And I have a special show right now called Praying for Orlando. And for those of you who do not know it or have not realized it, there was a horrible event. Horrendous is what I'm going to say. That's what the angels say. In the USA, in America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, where 50 people, at least 50 people, were killed in a nightclub by one lone gunman. So this is about what the angels and spirits say created this. And why this illusion and this mass conception of murder is going on throughout our world. And I ask that each and every one pray for these families, these victims, the people in Orlando, the people in the United States, around the world, that we can find enough compassion, enough forgiveness, enough love in our hearts to stop this lunacy. And the angels say it's a lunacy. It's fallible. It's what has been predicted, as some say, for years and years and years. So who's the bad guy here? Who's the good guy here? Are there any bad guys? Are there any good guys? You know, I know that the people that were gunned down in that place last night, they were there carefree without any major worries at that moment. They had let their shields of protection down, so many of them had. They had let their awareness down, as so many would have. And that's not putting blame on anyone. That's simply stating facts as the angels are giving me. We're living in a time where we must be focused on our own shields of protection. Our own light force that protects us, that makes us either very visible or invisible. You know, because we are now becoming someone else's prey. We are now the hunted, not the hunter, in these situations. And this has changed so many people's lives. This act of violence, this act of horrendous violence has changed so many people's lives. So what does that tell you? What does that tell us? It tells us to keep our shields up, to rely on our angels to lead, guide, protect us, and shield us from all harm. Their divine mission is to do this, to keep us healthy, safe, and well, no matter where we are, no matter what the circumstances are. My heart breaks for these families. You know, and I could get into some metaphysical here and do a lot of different reasons why universally this happened and the predictions of Notre Dame and the predictions of others, and I'm not going to do that. Because that does not change broken hearts. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people are hanging by a thread in the hospitals in Orlando, trying to survive this horrendous attack. So I ask others to join me and pray for these people. Pray for these families. Pray for those who are in the hospital. Pray for everyone who this has affected, because you don't understand what a ripple effect this can create. This creates a huge ripple effect in so many different ways, because it brings more predators preying on innocent people out. Those are called copycats. It puts the fear in everyone who is going out, going to the store, getting out of your home, getting out of your car. And you know, we cannot live by fear. Fear is not something that I choose to live by. And it's not something that anyone should choose to live by. You know, I feel that this tragedy was an awakening for a lot of people in the United States, that awareness is the key to survival. Awareness. Being a little bit aware of your surroundings, being aware of who you are. You know, make a plan that if this were to happen to you, how would you respond to it? And they go, oh, you don't know. But you don't have to know. You just have to be prepared. And life presents us with ways to prepare ourselves. Life presents us with ways to shield ourselves so that we are protected. You know, take your angels with you. I have so many people right now who are calling me and saying to me the same thing. This is happening to me. I don't know why it's happening to me. You know, these families of these victims have no clue why this happened to their family, why this happened to their loved one or their loved ones. We don't know yet how many people have truly been affected by this. And what a sad, sad day it is that we have so many people who have to mourn so many loved ones because of an innocent act of going out to have fun. And trust me, we should all have more fun. We should all enjoy life more. So now those families live in fear. We can't live in fear. This earth will not survive if people live in fear. This earth will only survive if we stand up to our attackers through our angels and use your angels of war. Don't call in your guardian angel. Your guardian angel's with you all the time. But if you're in a circumstance, call in these warriors. There are angels out there that wear shields, have swords, will take that person out of your realm and move you aside and protect you through these horrendous events. And it's not only protecting you, it's making you aware of the power that you have within yourself to not have the fear, to not be afraid in these situations, to take charge for you to be in control, for us to be in control against someone. Think about this. That shooter was in control of a mass of people. So let's take that control away from him. And by each and every one of us seeing our power, our possibilities, you know, you can and we can take charge and take over and take care of this. So again, my heart goes out to those in Orlando today. Many blessings to those people. Many blessings to those who are hospitalized. We send light and love and healing in the most powerful and loving way that we can. We pray for awareness in this country. So these are the things that I ask you to do. And this is why my show is short today. It's early today, but it has so much meaning in it. So I thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to this message. And again, angel hugs to everyone. Many blessings to everyone. And please pray for those victims, those patrons, those families in Orlando.